in the army. I joined up in 1942, along with so many other hundreds of thousands of other young fellows, and went into the Royal Signals. I spent some time there training as an intercept operator, actually, and then moved on to an officer cadet training unit, and was finally commissioned into the Signals just before, a little while before the end of the war, intercepting enemy traffic, entirely Morse, in fact. Some of it was quite standard, and little snippets we sometimes did of Japanese Morse, which was rather more intriguing because it's a much larger alphabet, but the majority of it was perfectly straightforward Morse, and in fact, of course, it was in coded format, so you couldn't tell what language it was in. It was just nothing in at that time was in any way connected with computers, because about the only place they existed were at the very hush-hush research establishments in the UK and in America. But in 1947 I was demobbed. There was then a question of what to do. I had the option of going to a university and doing a degree, which would have been provided for me, but I decided I would try and go back to the job which I had done for a few months before joining up. That was to be a trainee actuary with a life insurance company. I stayed with them for quite a few years. It was a small company, and we therefore had in the way of machinery to do our processing. I got quite good using a mechanical calculator, for example. But as things went on, we started to use punch cards to a limited extent,